clear, and we have solid lock on, John. Okay, Charlie Brown, this is Snoopy. I've had you in reflected sunlight out there for about 90 miles on. It was just very faint. It's just about the same as around the Earth when we used to see the Aegean. But I've got you as a little yellow dot out there, and I've been tracking you since about 90 miles, over. I've only got one high power.
Hey, John, after aligning this platform with the ALT, I can see why your eyes are, why you're saying what you're saying, I'll tell you.
Hello, Houston, this is Snoopy. We're right over by Mokey and the landing site again. I'm getting a view of it now from 45 miles, and again, just extrapolating from below, it looks like you got about 25 to 30% clear area in there, over.
Roger, we copy, Snoop, over.
Roger, we're coming up to the craters Sabine and Ritter, and we can see US-1 here, and the sides of US-1 again are rounded and smoked, but the whole thing has dropped down just like reported before.
Roger, we copy, Snoop.
Houston, do you have a good gouge on...
Go ahead.
Do you have a good gouge on a setting for internal film to use outside?
Stand by. Roger, use 2F stops higher, Snoop, on that film. And Tom, if you got a chance to talk a minute, could you describe landing site 2 from 8 miles? We didn't have you in communications at that time.
Okay, Houston, go ahead. You were cut out. So you want me to describe the landing site 2 again?
We can get it later, Snoop. It's a little busy now. We'll get it later. We were out of communications with you at that time, but we'll get it later. Over.
Yeah, okay. The approach in looks a lot smoother than some of the orbiter photos show, and still estimate 25 to 30% say semi-clear area. So if the limb has enough hover time, at least from what we could see at 50,000 feet, it should not be a problem. Or if you come down in the wrong area and you don't have the hover time, you're going to have to shove off.
We copy.
Sir, Roger. Okay, we got good solid lock on now. We're working on P-34.
Range is 71 miles. We're showing a constant delta altitude of 14.94 miles between the two vehicles.
Snoop, Houston, we don't read Charlie Brown. Would you relay that if he's done his 180 roll to try to high gain for us?
Roger. Charlie Brown, this is Snoopy with a relay. If you've done, completed your 180 degree roll, will you try your high gain for Houston, over?
Charlie Brown, we're reading you. How you doing? you, Charlie Brown. Houston, we're reading you 5-iron. Hello, Snoop. Houston, if you use any different F-stops on the film, we'd like for you to mark it so we can process it right, over.
That ought to be a ball.
Right.
I'll try, Charlie. I'll do my best.
Okay, Gino, that was just a hint. Don't worry about it. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Hey, you guys are floating in the world out there sideways.
Okay.
As the Earth came up on this Earth Day, I guess you would call it, the North Pole was to the right, the South Pole was to the left, and it looks like you'll see a lot of clouds over the Pacific Ocean. We're kind of busy, didn't take much time to notice. It was a beautiful sight. Over.
Roger, we're here and still spinning.
Okay.
Charlie, I don't know how the big man must see things, but if his view is any better than ours, it's got to be fantastic.
Copy.
Charlie Brown, I'd like to get a sunset time, over.
Roger, Charlie Brown, stand by.
Never mind, it happens so fast around here, it ought to be instantaneously aware of it.
Charlie Brown in Houston, we got a time for you for sunset, 104 and 5-8, over.
Over.
Affirm.
Roger. I show you at 64.89 miles. I agree with that, Snoop. 64.7.
Roger. We're right on the money. We're showing you about 64.6 now.
Roger.
We're correlated right down there. That VHF is working beautiful, just like the radar.
That's mighty good gear.
Sure seems to be.
Hey, Houston, Snoopy.
Go ahead, Snoop.
Okay, for the record, we have been operating with Charlie Brown the whole time while he's been on VHF ranging and ICS PTT, and our hot mic apparently does not bother John at all, and we've had such good luck S-band with you folks down there that we've had a hot mic very short period of time.
We copy all that. Thanks a bunch.
Antenna makes noise, but it sure does track.
Okay.
Roger, I see you. Very good.
Okay, Houston, this is Snoopy. We're at 60 nautical miles closing, and RDOT looks real fine. I'm sure you're reading it down there. Everything looks real good from here. And I still don't have his flashing light from this distance of 60 miles. Over.
Roger, Tom. We copy. We got you plotting right down the line on your charts. Over.
Roger. Thank you, Charlie. It's looking good here.
Okay, they're on. I'll turn on these running lights and EVA lights too, Tom. Maybe you can see them when you get closer.
Okay.
RDOT is the range rate. We show that as 120 feet per second in closing.
Snoopy, you got a later DPI time? Roger.
Hello, Houston, this is Snoopy. AGS comes out with a TPI at an angle of 26.51 of 24.4 to initiate, 55.9 to total, and that time is just about the same time I'm looking at right now of 105.23.20.
We copy, Snoop, thank you much.
John, our new TPI time is 105-230601.
105-230601. Roger, I got it.
That's only moved up towards us about 12 seconds.
Okay, John, coming up on 52, say, 0.3 miles or so. I still don't have you in the sight. No problem, we're locked on solid.
Get your final TPI time, over.
Stand by.
Go ahead.
John, no, we're not going to push final comp until 12 minutes, but the latest one we got is what I just gave you.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Is that converging with you?
That thing is still calculating. It really takes a while.
Charlie Brown, Snoop, we've suddenly seen on this last recycle through 6 feet per second out of plane.
Roger. Wait a second.
Hello, Houston, Snoopy, could you have somebody that can read our erasable? Check what our radar angle bias is, over.
Roger, stand by.
Hey, my TPI time, just later is 105.23.16.79. How's that for good correlation?
Snoopy, Houston, your radar bias is in the noise, over.
Okay, real fine, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Roger. And Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Go ahead, over.
Roger, if you get a chance, we'd like to look
ahead,
at...
Houston.
Okay, Charlie Brown, we'd like you to bring your logic up so you can dock any time, and we can give you a go for the arm. And also, did you get a chance to cycle through the tunnel vent valve to limb press, over?
Negative, not yet.
Okay.
Okay, the, you want the six logic breakers are coming on, and the pyro A and B battery breakers are going in.
Charlie Brown, Houston, you're a go for power arm at your convenience, over.
Roger, thank you. Charlie Brown, Snoop, when you get your solution, we're interested in the out-of-plane part, so call it down to us, will you?
Yes, sir. Okay, my down 81s is minus 21.8, plus 4.5, and plus 10.4. Plus 4.5. Roger.
Houston, our new TPI time is 105-225-619.
Roger, copy.
Why don't you give me an LOS time and an AOS while you got it, while we got a chance.
Roger, Snoop, LOS is 105-32, AOS 106-19, over.
I got him, thank you.
Roger, and Charlie Brown, your LOS about the same.
I'm all right.
Your LOS about the same, Charlie Brown, and AOS also, over.
Roger, I missed those.
Okay, LOS.
105-32 and 106-19.
Okay, I'll get this for you later.
Okay, Charlie Brown, this is Snoop. I'm finally starting to see your flashing light very faintly at 42 miles. Very faint.
Roger. 41.7, isn't it?
Yeah.